on student seminars, we would like to welcome two students from Ms. Perry and Ms. Sun's fourth grade classroom to reflect and collaborate on the science curricula that they have been working on recently. Mariah and Nikki, we are delighted to have you here today. Could you tell us a little about what exactly you both have been working on in class?
Thank you so much for having us. Recently, our teachers have been teaching us about the basics of landforms and how we can see evidence of our changing Earth right here in our home state of North Carolina.
That sounds great. Well, without further ado, let us begin. Thank you so much. I suppose a great place to begin is quite simply, what is a landform?
Well, in a nutshell, my class has come to the consensus that a landform is quite simply an attribute or feature of the Earth's surface.
Absolutely. In fact, it is these features on the Earth's surface that make up the landscape of each terrain. Nikki, could you elaborate a little more about how landforms are characterized?
Sure. So, according to our research, we have found that landforms are characterized by a variety of physical attributes, such as rock exposure and elevation.
Wow! So these physical attributes are the very factors that make mountains high or low, or even how the Grand Canyon is deep?
It would appear so. You bring up excellent examples of landforms through the usage of mountains and canyons, such as the Grand Canyon. So, what makes these landforms different from one another, other than just how tall or small they are?
Landforms, just like monkeys, have a hierarchy of their own.
What do you mean, monkeys?
Well, monkeys have a male dominance hierarchy in which they... Wait, so how exactly does this connect to landforms? So, landforms can be defined between major or minor landforms. The four major landforms include mountains, hills, plateaus, and plains. Minor landforms include, but are not limited to, buttes, canyons, valleys, and basins.
So how did your class decide what is a major landform and what is a minor landform?
So it seems that the major landforms are distinguished by their land relief, which is how tall or short a landform is, as well as the surface configuration of the respective landform.
So, minor landforms are, in essence, formed by smaller forces of erosion and deposition.
Right! Minor landforms are smaller versions of major landforms. Wow, the literal definition of major and minor. So, it appears to me that the two of you have come to a consensus of what a landform is. Could you two maybe go into how we see evidence of Earth history right here in North Carolina through landforms?
Well, my class took a field trip to Mount Mitchell. Did you know that it is the highest mountain in North Carolina?
Cool! Yeah, my class took a field trip to the Outer Banks. That is wonderful. So we have the mountains and the beach. So, could you both talk a little more about the distinct landforms in North Carolina?
Well, there are three distinct landforms of North Carolina. The coastal plains, which is the beach, the Appalachian Mountains, and the Piedmont, which is the center of North Carolina.
So, what type of landform is Chapel Hill located on?
Well, Chapel Hill is located towards the center of North Carolina, so it would be within the Piedmont.
That's so cool! Right, while we were at the Outer Banks, our class saw quite flat land that extended to what seemed to be miles and miles of water. What did you see at the mountains, Nikki?
Well, at Mount Mitchell, we were told by the guide that the elevation reaches over 1 mile high. It was such a different view from the rolling and hilly lands we see here surrounding central North Carolina.
I was just thinking about how drastically different all three of these places have appeared. It's so great that here in the Piedmont, we can drive to the mountains or the coast in just a few hours.
Right. We don't need to look to places like the Grand Canyon to look into the Earth's history. All we need to do is look right around us.
Well, this was certainly a very informative discussion. However, it appears as though we are out of time now. Thank you both so much for coming here today, Mariah, Nikki. Thank you.
Thank you.